Chapter 6. Echoes Beneath Stone. The ruins swallowed him whole. The air was colder here, thick with the stench of damp earth and time-worn stone. Cracks veined the walls like scars, faintly glowing with threads of blue mana that pulsed in rhythm, as though the structure itself had a heartbeat. Each step echoed too loudly, making Kota's nerves fray.
System notice. Mana density at 130% above safe threshold. Recommendation: remain cautious. Ambient mana may interfere with spell stability.
Kota rubbed the back of his neck.
Yeah, great. So my magic might backfire on me in the creepiest dungeon imaginable. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I wasn't... Oh, never mind.
The ruins twisted into corridors carved by hands long dead. Strange runes pulsed faintly on the walls, some broken, some alive with flickers of light. Kota traced one with his fingers. It burned cold, like frostbite, before the glow sputtered out. A whisper rippled through the chamber. Not words, just sound, carried on air that hadn't moved in centuries. Kota froze.
System, tell me that was just the wind.
Negative. Life form detected ahead.
The corridor widened into a vaulted hall. Pillars stretched to a ceiling that seemed impossibly high, shrouded in shadow. At the center lay a cracked statue, its face broken away, but its hands still cupped as if offering something unseen. Kota took a step closer. The sound came again, a whisper, like fabric tearing, followed by the dragging of claws on stone. From the shadows between the pillars, it emerged. At first glance, it was humanoid, but stretched too thin, limbs too long, its face smeared smooth as if carved from wax. Its body flickered in and out, half shadow, half flesh, as though reality itself couldn't decide if it existed.
System analysis. Unknown entity. Classification. Unknown estimated level. Above user.
Above me? That's not helpful.
The thing's head cocked unnaturally, no eyes yet somehow watching him. And then it lunged. Stone shattered as its claws slammed into the floor where Kota had stood. He rolled aside, heart hammering.
All right, think.
He snapped his hand forward, conjuring three orbs of light. They flared, but flickered violently, unstable in the mana-soaked air. One popped out of existence entirely. The creature shrieked, the sound scraping his skull raw, and dashed again. Kota threw the two remaining orbs forward, forcing them to expand into a wall of light. It caught the thing mid-charge, burning its shadow flesh. The entity reeled back, smoking, but the barrier cracked apart almost instantly.
System alert. Spell collapse imminent.
Yeah, I noticed.
The creature reformed, pieces of shadow knitting back together. It was regenerating. Kota's throat tightened.
If I can't kill it outright, then maybe I can trap it.
He shoved both hands down, forcing mana into the ground. The unstable flow burned against his palms, fighting him, but he clenched his teeth and shaped it anyway.
Creation magic! Bind!
The floor cracked open with chains of raw light, wrapping around the creature's limbs. It screeched, thrashing, half its body phasing through the restraints before snapping back into flesh. The chains tightened, holding it for now. Kota staggered, sweat dripping, his vision blurred, but the system's voice cut through the haze.
Warning. Excessive mana strain. User's body. Not optimized for prolonged output.
I don't care. If I let go, I'm dead.
The statue at the center of the hall began to hum. Its hands glowed as though awakened by the clash of magic. The creature shrieked louder, pulling against the chains. The sound grew unbearable. And then, Kota felt it. A pulse of power inside the statue, not hostile, almost offering.
System, can I take it?
Analysis. Unknown artifact. Risk level. Extreme.
The chains splintered. The creature was breaking free. Kota made his choice. He lunged toward the statue, slamming his palm into its glowing hands. Light exploded. The entire hall shook, dust raining from above. The creature howled as if torn apart by unseen forces. The glow surged into Kota's chest, burning through his veins like liquid fire.
System update. New skill acquired. Sanctum Sigil. Effect. Generates protective wards infused with divine mana, scaling with user's imagination.
Kota dropped to his knees, gasping for breath. The ruins fell silent. The creature was gone. Banished or destroyed, he couldn't tell. The system chimed as Kota caught his breath.
Enemy defeated. XP gained, 65. Current XP, 115 of 150.
Kota blinked at the glowing numbers. He was still level 2, but now only a few victories stood between him and the next step. The reminder was sobering. Every fight wasn't just survival anymore. Every victory carried weight, another piece of power to prepare him for what lurked deeper in this world. Only the hum of the artifact remained, now etched into his soul. He swallowed hard.
I really hope that wasn't a cursed thing.
The system's reply was calm, almost amused.
That depends on how long you survive using it.
Kota laughed weakly, though it sounded more like a sob. But the silence didn't last. Deeper in the ruins, something answered the pulse of light. A roar, ancient and furious, shaking the foundations. Kota's blood turned cold.
You've got to be kidding me. Can't I catch a single break?